All righty, we are back. Very important event taking place on Sunday with the recent anti-Semitic attacks. We know there have been plenty over the past 5 weeks or so nationally. It was 16 right here in the tri-state Long Island area. My goodness, it's been a lot. And here to talk about the event is our resident rabbi and friend, Rabbi Eshel Perl, Chabad Mineola. And always great to talk with him. Sir, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Jay, to you and to all your listeners. Yes, we are very excited. And I appreciate the opportunity to share with everyone that this Sunday, this great march against anti-Semitism, will have the participation of everybody of all faiths and backgrounds and affiliations. To this day, Jay, there is more than 200 organizations participating and being part of this. So it's going to be a gathering of historical proportions because everyone's getting together, every background, and really presenting a united front against hate. And the message of intolerance, anti-Semitism, bigotry of any form has no place in our communities.
It's not. And you're going to have a lot of people of representation, all ilks, of officials of all kind of county executive politicians all over the place, right?
Absolutely. This is not a political event. The greatness is that it is initiated by our county executive, Laura Curran, and also endorsed and with the participation of the county executive of Suffolk, Steve Ballone. And yes, we will have political leaders. We will have community leaders speaking. It'll be across. It'll be one of the most inclusive and ecumenical events that of very, very, very important, very impressive, and I'm very impressed that so many people are joining with the county executive, Laura Curran, and all of us to be able to make with one voice that we will not be intimidated or defined by hatred and bigotry and anti-Semitism.
Absolutely not. Rabbi Eshel Perl with us, Chabad Mineola, the march to take place in Mineola Sunday. Rabbi, what time does everything get underway?
Sure. The actual march begins at 3 p.m., and the staging area is the intersection of County Seat Drive with tons of parking, and that County Seat Drive and the 11th Street. And we all stage there at 3 p.m. The march will begin. We'll walk, I guess it'll be north a little bit, to Old Country Road. We'll make a left onto Old Country Road, and then we'll make another left on Franklin, and all of us will gathering for the remarks of approximately 3:40 in front of the legislative building known as the Theodore Roosevelt Executive Building. That's at 1550 Franklin Avenue. Really a wonderful program, a very inclusive program is being prepared, and I urge all your listeners and everyone to come and to take part in this important expression of caring for each other. We must all stand together during this time. And we do appreciate the wonderful support that this march against anti-Semitism initiated by our county executive is receiving.
And, you know, one last thing. I feel so deeply when these situations take place, these marches, just awareness. You know, and I say the same thing when we talk about our opioid crisis here on the island, about more education, billboards. I don't care what they put up, but they've got to start getting word out in the proper way. And the same holds true for this. I think more education is needed without question. It starts in the schools. It starts on the streets. I don't care what kind of signage you put up, but whatever it takes until we actually cement, you know, the necessary verbiage out there, that's when you know you're doing something good here.
1,000%. You're quite right, Jay. You mentioned the children. It all begins in schools, really. You know, parents have an obligation to educate their children in appreciating the diversity of life. And I really would underscore the fact that religious leaders really must start teaching more openly that our differences is really our beauty. And I would even suggest further that there should be a moment of silence introduced into a child's daily schedule and routine to be able to think about what unites us. And you said, Jay, about verbiage and words. Words can kill. You know, words have an effect. So if a community is demonized or if a leader speaks out without thinking, let me tell you, 10 steps down away, someone's going to pick up a stone. And 100 steps away from these negative talks can create all kinds of other negative things. So it is really across the board. And it's not just about politicians. You know, they'll do what they have to do, and they are doing that. As you know, there's revisiting the bail law again. That's very important. At the same time, it's really all of us, people of all goodwill and good faith, have to stand up and say once and for all, we were not going to allow this in our community or any surrounding community or anywhere in the great United States of America. Jay, I want to tell you something, we have to remember this is the United States of America, not the United Hate of America. This is the United States of America.
I like it. And on that note, a good way to really, hopefully, cement that message. We look forward to Sunday and the message that it will present, and hopefully for a very long time for all. The great Rabbi Anshel Pearl, we can't thank you enough, Rabbi, for a couple of minutes.
Thank you so much, Abe. I'm best to you and to all your listeners. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.